Paula, once again, you just totally amaze me.
Oh, yes.
What darling little decorations on our table, huh?
Yeah, amen.
But not only decorations, look at what the little placard says. Let us walk in the light of our Lord.
Fantastic.
Wow. Precious, precious verse. And so apropos.
Fantastic.
We have a privilege. We get to walk in the light of our Lord. And the psalm this morning is really all about that. Psalm 5. David is praying. This is his morning prayer. It even says he's praying in the morning. What does he pray for? What does he care about? He prayed for himself, and he prayed for guidance. He strongly expressed his concern about the evil around him. How many are you concerned about the evil all around us? You turn on the news and you think, oh my gosh, things are getting worse and worse and worse. But he ends the prayer with instruction for the Lord's people. And he says that we're to put our trust in him. That means we're supposed to flee to him, to run to him as God's people, run to him for protection. We're to rejoice. And what does that rejoice mean? It means to brighten up, to walk in the light, to cheer up. Amen. To shout for joy. Now, this gives every single person in this room a reason to worship. And you don't have to be ashamed of worshiping God if you don't have the greatest voice in the earth. Because the word to shout for joy, what that phrase means, is to make a creaky sound even. I mean, you can sing totally off key and be totally in the will of God. Isn't that neat? Woo! He made a way for all of us. We're to love his name, and that means we're to have affection for his name. And God's name isn't just a name, but God's name is representative of his character. So we're to love the very character of God. And then those of you who can do this, it says to be joyful. That means to jump. Did you hear what I said? Those of you who can jump for joy this morning, you go right ahead and I'm going to watch you. Amen. So as we stand to say the last two verses of this psalm, I chose the first verse 11 out of King James, and I chose verse 12. Out of the Message. Now, you don't see me mixing it up like that often, but let's do it today. We have to do something different today. So let's stand and say these last two verses together. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. You are famous, God, for welcoming God seekers and for decking us out in delight. So be decked out in delight as we turn our concentration and our focus on him this morning. Amen.